Cora had a facelift. We took her to the groomer and got rid of the frou-frou poodle cut that was weighing her down. Off with the pom-pom, the flyaway ears. Now she looks like our dog. The puppy cut takes years off, in my opinion. She'll be 11 on August 8th, but if you see her from a distance prancing along on our walk, you'd think she was 5 years younger. The gray hair is a giveaway, of course. Happens to the best of us. Course, the closest I've come to seeing how much gray hair I have was at the beginning of COVID. Frankly, I was shocked. But thanks to an emergency color kit dropped off by Patsy from Hair Affair, I was able to touch up my roots. She mixed the dye up at her salon, then hightailed it to my house and left it on the deck with instructions. How'd it turn out? Well, I'm not going to quit my day job and become a hairdresser, that's for sure. Oh, what a relief to get back in the chair and let Patsy take over. Anywho, Cora reminds me and Charlie of our first dog, Belle. She was a black standard poodle. Cora's much smaller, of course, but she has the same serene temperament, and she just loves to cuddle. I have to build in extra time in the morning because she wants to be loved up before she goes out. I'll sit down to put my sneakers on, and she puts a little paws on my knees and won't let me get to it until I pet her and hug her first. I kiss the top of her head and tell her how much we love her, oh, and what a good girl she is. She could stay like that forever. How Belle felt about chasing a ball and Scamp felt about begging for food, Cora feels about hugs. I have to gently take her feet from my knees and place them on the floor so I can finish putting my sneakers on. I'm not complaining, mind you. I love it. I bought a little car seat for Cora, and she just loves riding around with me. She looks out the window, occasionally giving a little hello yip to a walker, but other than that, she's calm and quiet. Unlike Scamp, who was an absolute pill in the car, barking at everything. I'd have taken him with me running errands or whatnot, but my nerves couldn't take it. Cora has gone to visit Dad down to Mahoosick Green and was such a dear with the old folks going right up to him and saying hi. She sat in Dad's lap as he petted and fussed over her, and both of them seemed happy. Cora has a way with men. In the morning, Charlie gets into the kitchen before me because I'm getting ready for our walk. Cora started conning him into taking her out for a pee in the yard, even though she's going with me in about 10 minutes. Now, she has Charlie wrapped around her little paw. She makes him slow down, stop what he's doing, and pet her. She'll sit by him on the back of the lounger while he's watching the game. The other day, I actually caught him explaining baseball to her, and just like me, she was pretending to care. Oh, I miss Scamp wicked after he died. Still do, rascal that he was. Cora is helping us to get over it and move on. These little furry beings fill our lives with so much love. It sometimes takes my breath away. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.